Matthew chapter 27. William Barrett's novel, The Shape of Illusion, tells the story of a Renaissance painting depicting an event in the last days of Jesus Christ. The scene is Pilate's courtyard as Jesus is being led to the cross. He's just been beaten ruthlessly by order of Pontius Pilate. Now, as he struggles to stand on his own, his robe smeared with blood, Roman soldiers lead him through the streets of Jerusalem in the midst of an angry, jeering crowd. Their faces are distorted with hate as they yell, "Crucify him." Some are spitting at him. Others mock him. A few are holding stones and raised hands ready to throw at Jesus as he passes by. It's an appalling scene. But the artist didn't make it up. It's from Matthew 27, the passage that we're looking at today. In this novel, the painting has a mysterious quality about it. You know, some 300 years after it was painted by an obscure German artist, those who view it are able to see a perfect likeness of themselves in one of the characters. Some see themselves as a brutal Roman soldier. Some see themselves among the angry mob. Others see themselves as one of the arrogant religious leaders who helped to orchestrate this injustice. And of course, all are revolted by what they see. The main character of the book, an agnostic, is so captivated with the painting that he begins a quest to discover more about the artist. And in the process, it becomes a quest for faith. Now, this novel is a work of fiction, but it has a powerful message. There's a sense in which each one of us, if we are spiritually honest, could possibly see ourselves in one of the characters of this scene. And needless to say, this is not good. Who wants to be a character in that painting? Who wants to be a cast member in the production of Matthew 27? Who wants to confess such an intimate role in the murder of Christ? Even before Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ was released, it was stirring up quite a controversy. Critics of the film, some who hadn't even seen it, called it incendiary and anti-Semitic. They said the movie blamed the Jews for the death of Christ. In an interview,